Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, what is up? It is me, Ewan from What Culture Gaming, joined as ever by the adjective not found, Josh Brown.
I'll take it.
How
Thank
are you.
You
today, Josh?
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
We've got some really interesting Rockstar news over the weekend, which isn't really news so much as it is a rumour that you should probably take with, like, you all played Jedi Fallen Order. You know the bit where Grease is putting the salt on the
Hell
plate?
Yeah, I did.
It's really,
forever
really
and ever.
Just forever, because it's so awkward. That's kind of what it is right now. But yeah, there was a Reddit user on Reddit called IKnowStuff312, which is really, 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 really subtle. And he actually claims that the next Rockstar game won't be Bully 2 or GTA 6, which is biggest Cole Phelps doubt face ever meme, but actually it'll be a medieval game. It's a very, very weird rumor that we've come across.
Talk me through this, you.
So basically he says in the post that he's had accurate sources that have told him stuff on both GTA Online update content drops and also Red Dead Redemption 2 story details. He doesn't actually give any evidence because that means nothing these days. Well, yet again, here we are because it's interesting. But it says that the actual game is set for a Q1 2021 release. Will include open world gameplay and sword fighting, which, by the way, is the second coolest medieval skill right next to crafting a house out of pig feces. So, yeah, a medieval Rockstar game.
That would be interesting, Ewan. I have no idea what this would mean. I don't know how those two things would even, like, mesh together. Rockstar haven't really, you know, done well when it comes to kind of melee combat before this, but this could be them trying to step up to the player, trying to do something different. After all, they've had the world conquering GTA 5. They followed that up with Red Dead Redemption 2. And like you said at the very beginning, all eyes were on them to next follow it up with something like Bully, another established franchise, or even, you know, another GTA. But in my opinion, I'm not saying this rumor is true because I have my biggest Cole Phelps doubt face on, but I do think they've earned sort of the ability to try something new with a new IP. They have been, you know, pumping out established franchises up until this point. And it's Rockstar, you know? They've made billions and billions of pounds, probably. I don't know how many.
They've definitely made billions.
Definitely in the billions. So I do think it's the time for them to tackle a new IP. Whether it's going to be this, I don't know.
It's very weird because it's like, I think Rockstar definitely got that. We don't usually associate them with historical based games, despite the fact that obviously so many of the best GTA entries are set in the past, whether that be, you know, Vice City or San Andreas. And they have a great handle on you know, American history. And you see that really come through in games like Red Dead Redemption and Red Dead Redemption 2. So maybe this isn't as far out of their wheelhouse as many may initially suspect. I mean, when I first saw this room, I was like, eh? What's going on there? But that's only because I've only ever seen Rockstar do stuff with guns before. And obviously, if you're going back to the medieval times, it's all swords and stabbing, shooting and
not
bowing. So it's quite interesting in that sense. I could definitely see a Rockstar doing a good medieval game, whether or not I think they would jeopardize delaying another GTA game, which is bound to make them a lot of money, is another thing altogether.
That's the biggest question, I think, is when GTA 6 is going to come out, because it will happen, but Rockstar, and I guess even Take-Two to an extent, the parent company, isn't really in desperate need of another GTA. They have GTA Online that's continuing to chug on and make loads and loads of money, which we'll get to in a second. But GTA 5 is still in the top 10 best-selling games every single month. It somehow cracks in there. I'm sure at one point, about 2 months ago, it was number 3 out of 10.
How?
This game is 6 years
Play
old.
Play a different game. It's becoming like Harry Potter of video
Harry
games.
Potter of games. I don't know how it is so successful. It's obviously a great game. People love it. In every single year, it seems like it's finding a brand new player base who hasn't played it before. Maybe people keep coming of age, you know, turning 18 and think, wow, I can finally play GTA 5 to see what all the fuss is about.
You got me GTA 5 on my 18th birthday. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Genuinely, right? I think GTA 5 is the only old game that people wouldn't mind getting for like a birthday or a Christmas. Normally, if you got them like FIFA 14, you'd be very annoyed with your mum and dad for getting the wrong game. But GTA 5, despite being 6 years old, continues to be incredibly relevant and most importantly make a lot of money, which has given Rockstar a sort of, you know, the leeway with what they can tackle next project-wise. But the question is, how long can people wait for an next GTA game?
I'd absolutely agree. I'll, to wrap up all the rumour here right now, there was another Reddit post by a guy called GTA6999, which you know is very on brand. He basically said that there was a Rockstar employee list that was working on a to-be-assessed intellectual property where he created modular environment pieces carefully following medieval architecture. Now, there is a typo in there, but we'll ignore that. And then also talking about there was a Reset Era post a while back when the Project America stuff leaked. There was a Reddit user on there said that there was a Project Medieval that was meant to release in between Red Dead Redemption and GTA 6, which again is interesting. I don't necessarily see Rockstar not doing an ambitious project. And if you're referring to a game as a stopgap between franchises, that kind of lends a little bit more doubt to the rumor, I feel, because we know Rockstar like to go big or go home. Yeah. So, and if they're going to do a medieval game, it's not like they're going to just divert, you know, a little bit of resource here, a little bit of cash here. They'd want to go all in on it and make it a truly compelling medieval game along the same kind of technical prowess they showed in Red Dead Redemption. I don't really see this being a sort of, oh, let's do a fun little medieval game on the side.
No, no, do I? But I suppose what you think of Rockstar as being has constantly changed. Back in the 2000s, they were a publisher and a developer who pumped out game after game after the game. We had a bunch of GTA spin-offs. We had a bunch of interesting things like Rockstar's Table Tennis. So it's not...
I love that game. It was pretty great.
It was really awesome. So it's not like they don't have precedent for trying new things and making creative risks. It's only really this generation that they really boiled down their key franchises and focused on them, like you said, going all in on the likes of Red Dead Redemption 2. I do agree with you that it won't just sort of be, if it is real, it won't be just be a throwaway thing. It'll be a big sort of release. But say the next GTA isn't out until, you know, 2023. That would put it 10 years after GTA 5, which sounds ridiculous, but if they had a nice game in between, that could be a nice, you know, a nice palate cleanser for both the developers and people like us who, you know, don't want franchise fatigue because GTA Online won't go away, Ewan. And according to one interview with PC Gamer,
I know what's coming next.
Won't go away anytime soon.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of, it makes sense. Like I said, it's made a lot of money, but it hit a record number of players recently. Like I said, the game's constantly in the top 10. But yeah, Rob Nelson, who is a core studio head at Rockstar North, had an interview with PC Gamer who said, "We try to keep plans going roughly a year out, but we want to have this flexibility to be responsive to any changes." So it sounds like they've got plans for at least another year of GTA Online content, at least. That would put it 7 years, Ewan, after the release of the original game.
GTA is just this aged corpse right now, and Rockstar just throwing more leeches on there just to suck up all the blood and get more content going out of it. It's mad.
It is mad. It doesn't make any sense to me. But what's interesting is that they mentioned in the interview that GTA doesn't really have a single player base. Loads and loads of people play it, but people come for different reasons. Like Rob mentioned the role-playing element that's happening on PC because you've got mods and people are really sort of digging into being a character in this world in the same way that you do in Red Dead Redemption to an extent. So I wonder if they're going to bring those elements from Red Dead Online over to GTA Online to keep it sort of, you know, going. There were rumors that roles were going to make it over to the other game, and that would be cool, but I don't know if GTA is built for that sort of role-playing experience. You would have to sort of tear it up from the ground to make it work. But it's interesting nonetheless.
That's pretty interesting. Obviously, you know, GTA, that game franchise is, you are a criminal. That is literally what you are. You are a criminal. Yeah. But I would find it interesting if Rockstar were able to make it more of a simulator in that sense where you have different roles to take on. Red Dead Online hasn't quite fully realised the potential of its different roles yet, I don't feel. I mean, they have the legendary bounties that they do every week and, you know, it is quite fun doing that. But once you you're doing the same tasks over and over again to fulfill this role, it does get a little bit boring, which might be unavoidable if you're actually playing a job in a video game and you're doing it over and over again for the sake of repetition. But yeah, the GTA point is interesting to me because it's like you have this game franchise that has been going for, well, GTA Online specifically has been going since like 2013. And the fact that it has evolved so much and continues to be a massive behemoth is completely absurd because I had my fun with GTA Online. I had 3 years of it. It was a great time. I got it right after Heist came out, so it feels like I parachuted in at the right time and then left as I was getting bored of all the microtransaction stuff. So, yeah, it's interesting to me that they're still continuing with that and that I would be curious to see how that factors into the next GTA and whether they could actually do that with a medieval game as well. It's weird to me how they constantly think with this in mind, because it makes so much money, obviously. But
that's my one thing that casts doubt on the medieval game, is that Rockstar, although they have the success to do whatever they want, I wonder if they're still going to sort of be beholden to, you know, financial pressures. Every single game they made over this generation has been a ridiculous success. GTA 5 obviously is an anomaly in that made so much money, but Red Dead sold like 25 million copies. So there is a precedent for them to have to make, or an expectation for them to have to make, you know, all the money in the world with their next project, because it is a Rockstar game. And I know their name will sort of levy a new medieval title, but their name doesn't sell games alone. We saw stuff like Max Payne 3 underperform, even though that was an awesome game. So it is sort of a risk, and I wonder whether they're actually going to take it. I don't know. I think I would quite like it, though. And it would make sense, because even though we do expect GTA next, Bully 2 was apparently cancelled back in 2013, or at least shelved. So it does sort of free up a mystery title. It's just a shame it's not Agent. Where's that, Rockstar?
I was about to say, I'm really annoyed that Agent didn't come around. I remember discovering that and thinking, oh, gee, I'm looking forward to Agent, a super spy game from Rockstar.
And that was 13 years ago.
Oh, God, that's awful. That's absolutely awful. But yeah, you raise a really good point there, is that Rockstar haven't made a new IP in a long, long time. Nope. It has all been franchises. And I think, you know, as gamers, we all want to see more new intellectual property, because that's kind of... I love a good sequel. I love a good prequel. Don't get me wrong. But Rockstar... I would love to see them come along with something that obviously there was... Who did Red Dead Revolve? I've forgotten who.
That was... it was a team that was originally going to get published by Capcom, and it got bought out by Rockstar, but it wasn't a Rockstar studio.
Exactly, yeah. So Red Dead Revolve. I know that Red Dead Redemption wasn't necessarily a new IP, but it was something new. Same with L.A. Noire. I want to see Rockstar come back to those sorts of games and new experiences and make that the next thing that they're going to do. Obviously, I definitely want a new GTA game because, you know, GTA is the... You know, it's such a staple of the medium. You can't really have games at the moment without GTA, but at the same time, I think rumors like this are encouraging in a way that it shows that even if it is real, it shows that there's a demand for new IPs from Rockstar. And hopefully they can then go down that avenue in the future.
Yeah, especially for a next generation. We've got that coming around the corner. We want new games, we want new IP, we want new brands from developers that we trust and love, just like Rockstar.
Exactly. But yeah, let us know what you think of this medieval rumor down in the comments below. Are you down for more medieval archery type pig feces hut building?
Sure.
Yeah. Once you've done that, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe, and head back on over to whatculture.com/gaming for more news lists and articles like this every day. You can follow me on Twitter at YouNRunesThings. You can follow Josh on Twitter at
JoshBroom with two O's.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. You know, when I was in school, in primary school, they actually took us to a medieval trip, and I had to stick my hands in some pig feces and I had to slather it all over the...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.